Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hello, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And if you would, like I said, start off every show by saying this, please look me up. If you're listening to AM 1160, you probably hear me every day about 15, 20 times a day with the commercials, and I'm on with live with Mark Elfstrom. And I hope you tune in to our show every night, weekdays, at 8 p.m. to 8:30. So what we're going to talk about today is investment properties. You hear a lot of these shows, or not hear a lot of these shows. You see a lot of these shows on TV, how you can fix and flip and things like that. So I brought in Michi, and she is a realtor, and she helps people get into these properties. The thing that scares me to death out of these programs is I've been in the mortgage business for 30 years. Some of the programs to me just don't make any sense. And I went to a couple of the shows, the seminars that people have, and I sit there half the information they're telling people, I can kind of see that a lot of these companies are probably making money on selling their books and so forth. So that's why I really wanted you to come in and kind of talk to us about how to do it right. And the biggest thing is, years ago, I bought a lot of properties. I had a person who would give me properties through foreclosures, and then I would rehab them. The hardest part is getting out of them. That's when you make your money. It's like buying a stock. You buy a stock, you don't make any money until you sell that stock. So we're going to give you a kind of a process on how to do the whole process, from how to find those properties, what to do with those properties, how to fund those properties, and then how to get out of those properties to recoup your income or your profits, and then move on. So, Michi, tell us a little about yourself. What do you do? Also, make sure you let people know how to get a hold of you. I'll add you to my website as well, so people can find you. But the floor is yours. So tell us about yourself and what you do and how we do it and how we can maybe work together to make some money for some people.
Okay, Dan, thank you so very much for the wonderful, warm introduction. My name is Michi Silas. I am managing broker of CBA Realty. I am licensed in 7 states, including Illinois, the southern states. So we can help investors not only in Illinois, but in Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Alabama. So I have an office on 17070 South Park in South Holland. I've been in the business for 20 years. Currently, I am working with real estate investors because of our market. We have a lot of foreclosed properties, pre-foreclosed properties. People are still in trouble with their properties. Not only do we want to help the real estate investors, we also want to help those people that are losing their homes as well. But today we're going to talk about real estate investment, how you can obtain these properties, purchase these properties, and as Dan said, exit the property if you would want to get out of what we call hard money lending. And that's basically what the show is going to be about today. Right, Dan?
Yep. Okay. So let's start from the first process. We actually just met not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much. You actually referred a few people to me already. So thank you for that. But the thing that interests me the most is the seminars that you have. So kind of elaborate on when they are, where they are, what you do, who's there. I'm throwing a whole laundry list at you.
No, that's okay.
So basically, tell us about the seminar. What are they? Where are they? How? Why come? You know, elaborate on that.
Okay. The real estate investment seminars are going to be held once a month. They're going to be held in South Holland in my office. I will post the dates on my website that is still under construction. Is it okay to give that website address?
Sure. And I'll add it to mine, too.
Okay.
Just so they can find you and the times and all that.
Okay. The website is www.mycbarealty.com. That's very easy to remember. And so the real estate seminars are composed of credit repair because we know people are suffering mm-hmm. with their credit mm-hmm. right now because of the market. So I am also a part of what's called FES, Financial Educational Services, and that website address is www.myfes/dsilas. And with that, we are helping people to not only repair their credit, but build legacies, actually just helping them understand credit. You know, and I know, some credit repair people, they'll take your money and they'll say, oh, I'll repair your credit. But this program actually gets you involved. You are involved in a process from beginning to end. Cool. That's what I love about it.
Got it. Okay. So that's, so tell us now, go, when are they held? It's once a month, but kind of when? Is it a specific date?
Those dates are going to be on the website,
okay,
because they vary from month to month.
Okay.
I try to have them every first weekend of the month, starting in January.
Got it.
So okay. That's when I will start promoting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the, is it basically credit education, or is this also where people go to for your assistance to find help or get involved in the real estate market, investing in homes, buying homes?
Both.
Okay.
Yes, because it is so important to have your credit worthy. It is so important to be credit worthy in order to purchase. And that, of course, is where Dan is going to come in to get us the home loan.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
So, yes.
Okay, so I come to you. Let's say I come to you and I have good credit. Mm-hmm. What can you, how can you help me find a home to buy? Help. How can you help me finance that initial buy to get myself into the market for real estate?
I will send you to Dan Frio.
No. Well, here's what I mean. The hard money.
Okay.
Talk about the hard money.
Okay.
So I want to buy a property. I have people call all the time and they don't have the money for the down payment. They have a passion. They really want to get involved in the real estate market. They want, like I had a call yesterday. The gentleman wanted a $20,000 or $25,000 condo. It needed a ton of work. He's not going to live there, so because it's going to be a rental property, I can't help. The only money I can get, if you're looking to buy a property and rehab it, the only options I have, and most all of lenders, unless you go to the hard money, is what's called a 203K loan, which you're probably familiar with.
Yes.
So that has to be going to be your primary home. So the problem is, where I wanted to bring you in for this to help even my clients is I have that gentleman that calls and he might have a house where he doesn't have a house. He has the ability to fix homes. It's not going to be his primary homes. He can't do the 203K loan. He's stuck.
No, he is not.
So exactly. That's what I was getting at. How can you help them find a house that needs rehabbed? How can you help him get the hard money financing to fix that home? He's going to put the sweat equity into it. Once it's all done, then I can hopefully I can help with the exit strategy of we refinance it and they keep it or they sell it. So walk us through, I want to come to you and buy a home. So now I'm saying, Michi, I want to buy a property to get myself started in investing in the real estate market. Help me.
Okay, I can help you, Dan. For the hard money lending, using the same scenario that you gave me, the client has good credit. He wants a condo that's $25,000, $30,000. It needs a ton of work. So he needs to use OPM, other people's money. So this is how we do it. I work with hard money lending called Ground Floor. I am a part of that team, myself and Shyla. What we do, your credit is already good. You have good credit. You've already told me that.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at the property more so for the collateral for these hard money loans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the credit is about 5% of the determining factor. The property is about 70% because we're looking at future appraised value.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at a property that you're going to spend $25,000, $30,000 on, after you put all your bells and whistles, your stainless steel appliances, fix it up, the flooring, do your painting, all your rehabbing. So now we're looking at a value of about 150. I'm just putting the number out there because
sure.
I don't know where this condo is.
Sure.
So we're looking at future appraised value. So we're lending 50, 60, 70, 80% of that value. So you're going to get the 25 to purchase it, plus you're going to get that overage that you need to do the rehab. Okay. So we'll use easy numbers, okay?
Sure.
So say like you come to me, you want some hard money, the property is worth $20,000, okay? So we're going to get a future appraised value of $100,000. So there is $80,000 there in that spread. But we're going to give you 70% of that $100,000. So you're going to get a loan for $70,000. So once you finish your rehab, then the exit strategy, because you need an exit strategy with hard money. The reason being is because the interest rate is way higher. You don't want to be stuck in that.
Sure.
And the loans that we have, you don't have to pay them. You can have a deferred payment for 90 days. So if you can finish your rehab in 90 days and get refinanced and get out of that property, all profit.
That's sweet. So, okay, when we come back, what I want to talk about is you and I discuss hard money. If I'm sitting on at the radio dial, I might say, what are they talking about? Money is a green piece of paper that you can kind of wiggle. It's not hard. So I want to really define what the hard money is, what the qualifications is. Is there a debt ratio issue? Is there collection issues, bankruptcies, foreclosures in the past? Can you have them and so forth? So that basically I want to break all that down. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. But again, this is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. If you would, please check me out on the best way that I always explain to people, just Google me. You'll find me on WYLL. You'll find me on YouTube. You'll find my website. You'll find all kind of things about me. And I hope hopefully you like what you see. So please stay tuned. Come right back. Hey there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And today I have Michi with me. This is awesome because I always see it late night. I'm flicking through the channels at 2 o'clock in the morning and I see these shows that talk about, you know, buying homes, no money down, no credit, no this, no that. And I'm like, I've been doing this a long time. You can't do half the things that these people say, or I don't think you can. Hopefully you kind of prove me wrong. But, you know, again, in the mortgage business or in any kind of financial business, it's got to make sense, because that the person with even with the hard money, and I want to explain, I want you to elaborate on hard money for me in a second, but even with hard money, they're not willing to give up their money on a dead end road. I get that's kind of the wrong way to put it. I don't want to put my good hard earned money into something that I have no clue and there's a good potential failure. So, you know, that's why I see some of these shows that it's like, okay, there's got to be, they're getting done. I know they're getting done, but how? And that's why I had you here. So tell me, what do you mean by, you know, because if you're on the other side of the dial, you might say, okay, you guys keep referring to hard money. What is hard money?
Hard money, the best way to explain it is when you go for financing, you're looking to get, as I said before, the future appraised value, the loan to value of the future appraised value of a property. I don't want to make it sound difficult, but hard money in a sense is at a higher interest rate, because that's why we need an exit strategy, and is basically for seasoned investors. Although you can be a new first-time investor and qualify for hard money, because remember, the collateral is basically the property. Although your credit is about 5% of the determining factor, the property, I would say, is 60%. So hard money lending, we basically focus on the property, and then all of the other factors, the debt to income ratio, the money that you have in the bank, your bank statements, your job, how many times have you done this in your life? How many times have you bought properties, flipped them, and resold them? What's your experience level in this? That is the determining factor to get hard money, because it's all money. It's all financing, but it's just at a higher rate. That's why I tell my investors, when we do these projects, be ready to exit. Either sell the property or go to Dan Frio and get a refinance and get out of the higher rate.
Gotcha. Okay. So basically the hard money is a loan, my explanation kind of it would be a loan that you can't get through me.
Exactly.
You know, it's not a what they call a conventional loan, and hopefully you listened to that show because I went through what a conventional loan is, what an FHA loan is, VA, USDA. There's a bunch of options. There's a lot of options today for financing. But again, if somebody calls me and says, you know, I want to buy a property and rehab it, if they don't fit that 2 or 3K loan, I can't help them at all. So the loan has to make sense. Now let's go back on the credit criteria, because if you're listening right now, hopefully you're chomping at the bit saying, you know, this might be my entry, or now a way to, I used to do this in the past, or, you know, I kind of want to get involved with this. What are some other criteria that would allow or hinder someone from getting hard money? And here's what I mean is, you know, 10 years ago, the world, I reference as the world ended. You know, we had the recession, which I was in the mortgage business at that time. It was tough. I mean, I had ample people that wanted mortgages, but the faucets were shut off. Nobody would lend. So if you lost a property, you got foreclosed on, you had a bankruptcy, you had, you know, short sales, you had deeds in lieu, all these other things that did affect you at that time. How long does that have to pass before someone could qualify for the entry into this market with you?
That's a very good question, Dan. And I'll tell you, honestly, anything that's on your credit, like a foreclosure, short sale, deed in lieu, things like that, we know it takes about 2 years for a short sale to come off, a foreclosure, 7 to 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So that's when I introduce you to financial educational services. That's when you will visit me to do your credit repair, because we all know it's credit driven. There's no doubt about that. But with hard money, the only difference is the property is more the collateral than your credit, so to speak. Okay. So we're not looking at your credit score. You don't have to have that 620, that 640 credit score to qualify, like for an FHA, or now we have the 580. Mm-hmm. But with the hard money, we are looking at the property, the future appraised value. That's what I want my investors to know. And people who have flip properties and who have invested in properties, they understand. But those that are green and that have not, you know, you really want to do your homework first. You want to work with, I don't want to toot my own horn, but Michi Silas at CBA Realty, Real Estate 101, to show you how to start investing in real estate when you want to fix and flip.
Okay.
But when you want to purchase it as your primary home, you want to live there, of course, that's something we can help you with too.
Okay.
But this show is about real estate investing.
Got it. Okay. So next question I have is, you get them financing to purchase that home. Who does the work? How are you overseeing that the work is being done, that they're not just taking their money and running?
That's a very good question. I had a young man to ask me that in the last month's seminar. Very same question. Because, you know, we can give you all this money.
Yeah.
You can run away. You can go to Miami, you know?
I've funded these things personally with my own funds, and I've had where I was funding monthly to somebody that was supposedly rehabbing, and they were using that money to pay their bills.
Exactly.
And I found out the hard way. So I'm looking at it. I'm the investor part of this. So sorry, my questions are more related to how I'm protecting myself versus the person looking to rehab. So that's why I'm throwing a lot of questions at you in that realm. So thanks for my curveballs.
That's okay. I love them. They are very excellent questions and very merited. Because the way we do it with the hard money lending, there's called a draw. Like if anyone is ever familiar with the 203K FHA financing, we do draws. And once we give the contractors, and we have the contractors, we have the licensed, bonded, insured contractors to do the work. Once we give them a draw, they go and they do the work that they're supposed to do. We go out and we inspect the property to make sure that that work is done. And then once we sign off on it, then they can submit a request for additional monies or a second draw to complete the rehab. So we are watching the money, watching a project from day one until you close. And that's what I mean. We're going to hold your hand. We're not going to put you in a property and say, oh, there you go, free Nilly, you're on your own. No, we're going to walk you through the entire process, the purchasing of the process, the rehab of the property, the selling of the property, the refinance of the property. We will be there with you, I would say, for 6 to 12 months.
Got it. Okay. How many properties can someone do at a single time?
It depends on their experience. It really does. I have some seasoned investors right now. He can do 3 or 4 at one time because that's the kind of crew he has. But these are new investors. These are new people coming in wanting to get into this game. Okay. So they're going to start with one project at a time. Okay. I am not going to put them on 2 or 3 properties. They have to learn it.
Okay. So how much time did they have into this? Do they have to use your contractors?
No.
Or can they do their own work?
They can. You can have cousin Uncle Bob do the work. Okay. As long as we come in, inspect it, sign off on it, make sure that the work has been completed, and then you go and get additional draws. We like to have licensed, insured, bonded contractors for things such as plumbing, electrical, roofing, things of that nature where you need to pull permits. But carpentry, painting, things of that nature, go ahead and have Uncle
Bob. That's awesome, too, because in a 203K loan, you cannot do the work. You have to have, it depends, there's a 203K streamline and then there's a full. On a streamline, basically, you have about $30,000, $35,000 that you can't do structural things to, but you have to have a contractor do that work. And then if you do a full 203K loan, you actually need a HUD advisor kind of be the subcontractor, the whole thing, and put that all together. So please, this was awesome. And we're going to have her meet you back very soon and to do another show because I have a billion questions to ask you. So, again, give us all your information so they can track you down. I'll also put you on the website so that you can go to 1160mortgage.com. You can find her there, find her links, I'll schedule when you have the seminars. I'll put that on the site as well. But let us know how do we get a hold of you.
Okay. I am Michi Silas. You can reach me by phone at area code 773-913-1331. Please choose option 1 to find me. You can also look me up on my financial education services website, which I would love you all to go to if you're having problems with your credit. And that website address is www.fes.net/dsilas.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, again, this is Dan Freo. I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you got a lot out of this. Please look me up on the web, but you can go to 1160mortgage.com to find me. And if you have any questions or you need some assistance from me personally, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Thank you again. Please come back again tomorrow. God bless. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.